At times we struggle through rough terrain in life. We all know that. But there is always a quiet stream of water that God intends to lead his own children to. It's March the 19th today. I hope this message finds you and your families doing well. Our readings for today will come from Numbers. We're almost finished the book of Numbers. Numbers chapters 28 and 29. I will also read from Luke chapter 3. We'll begin the 62nd Psalm today, and I will continue in Proverbs chapter 11. Before we open our Bibles, as usual, let's pray. Lord God, please bless your word to me and to those who are following along. In Jesus' name, amen. So our first reading starts in Luke chapter 3, verse 23. The passage we'll read today from Luke is the descendants of Jesus Christ our Lord. Descendants and ancestry are very important topics. I'm sure you've already found this out if you've been following along or if you've read the Old Testament to the Israelites or to the Jewish people. Ancestry is very important. That being said, I'm not very good at pronouncing these beautiful but Hebrew names. They're quite hard for me to pronounce in my New Zealand accent. So what I'll do, I'll attach a video or I'll find a playlist of some sort that if you're interested in hearing the proper pronunciation of these beautiful names, go ahead and give that a listen. I'll link that below in my description if you're watching or listening to this on YouTube. So let's get into the reading, Luke chapter 3, verse 23. Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his public ministry. Jesus was known as the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Heli. Heli was the son of Mathat. Mathat was the son of Levi. Levi was the son of Melchi. Melchi was the son of Janai. Janai was the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Amos. Amos was the son of Nahum. Nahum was the son of Esli. Esli was the son of Nagai. Nagai was the son of Maath. Maath was the son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Semein. Semein was the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Joda. Joda was the son of Joanan. Joanan was the son of Ressa. Ressa was the son of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the son of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the son of Neri. Neri was the son of Melchi. Melchi was the son of Adai. Adai was the son of Kosam. Kosam was the son of Elmadam. Elmadam was the son of Er. Er was the son of Joshua. Joshua was the son of Eleazar. Eleazar was the son of Joram. Joram was the son of Mathat. Mathat was the son of Levi. Levi was the son of Simeon. Simeon was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Jonam. Jonam was the son of Eliakim. Eliakim was the son of Meliah. Meliah was the son of Menah. Menah was the son of Mattatha was the son of Nathan. Nathan was the son of David. David was the son of Jesse. Jesse was the son of Obed. Obed was the son of Boaz. Boaz was the son of Salmon. Salmon was the son of Nashon. Nashon was the son of Abinadab. Abinadab was the son of Admin. Admin was the son of Arni. Arni was the son of Hezron. Hezron was the son of Perez. Perez was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Jacob. Jacob was the son of Isaac. Isaac was the son of Abraham. Abraham was the son of Terah. Terah was the son of Nahor. Nahor was the son of Serug. Serug was the son of Reu. Reu was the son of Peleg. Peleg was the son of Eber. Eber was the son of Shelah. Shelah was the son of Cainan. Cainan was the son of Arphaxad. Arphaxad was the son of Shem. Shem was the son of Noah. Noah was the son of Lamech. Lamech was the son of Methuselah. Methuselah was the son of Enoch. Enoch was the son of Jared. Jared was the son of Mahalalel. Mahalalel was the son of Kenan. Kenan was the son of Enosh. Enosh was the son of Seth. Seth was the son of Adam. Adam was the son of God. All right, let's get into the Old Testament reading now. Starting in Numbers chapter 28, verse 16, it says, "On the 14th day of the first month, you must celebrate the Lord's Passover. On the following day, the 15th day of the month, a joyous 7-day festival will begin, but no bread made with yeast may be eaten. The first day of the festival will be an official day for holy assembly, and no ordinary work may be done on that day. As a special gift, you must present a burnt offering to the Lord, two young bulls, one ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. These will be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour moistened with olive oil. 6 quarts with each bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. You must also offer a male goat as a sin offering to purify yourselves and make yourselves right with the Lord. Present these offerings in addition to your regular morning burnt offering. On each of the 7 days of the festival, this is how you must prepare the food offering that is presented as a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. These will be offered in addition to the regular burnt offerings and liquid offerings. The 7th day of the festival will be another official day for Holy Assembly, and no ordinary work may be done on that day. At the festival of harvest, when you present the first of your new grain to the Lord, you must call an official day for Holy Assembly. You may do no ordinary work on that day. Present a special burnt offering on that day as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs. These will be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts with each bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. Also, offer 1 male goat to purify yourselves and make yourselves right with the Lord. Prepare these special burnt offerings along with the liquid offerings, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its accompanying grain offering. Be sure that all the animals you sacrifice have no defects. Celebrate the Festival of Trumpets each year on the first day of the appointed month in early autumn. You must call an official day for Holy Assembly, and you may do no ordinary work. On that day, you must present a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. These must be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts with the bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. In addition, you must sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering to purify yourselves and make yourself right with the Lord. These special sacrifices are in addition to your regular monthly and daily burnt offerings, and they must be given with their prescribed grain offerings and liquid offerings. These offerings are given as a special gift to the Lord, a pleasing aroma to Him. 10 days later, on the 10th day of the same month, you must call another Holy Assembly. On that day, the Day of Atonement, the people must go without food and must do no ordinary work. You must present a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. These offerings must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offerings of choice flour moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts of choice flour with the bull, 4 quarts of choice flour with the ram, and 2 quarts of choice flour with each of the 7 lambs. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering. This is in addition to the sin offering of atonement and regular daily burnt offering with its grain offering and their accompanying liquid offerings. 5 days later, on the 15th day of the same month, you must call another Holy Assembly of all the people, and you may do no ordinary work on that day. It is the beginning of the Festival of Shelters, a 7-day festival to the Lord. On the 1st day of the festival, you must present a burnt offering as a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings must be accompanied by a grain offering of choice flour moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts for each of the 13 bulls, 4 quarts for each of the 2 rams, and 2 quarts for each of the 14 lambs. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and liquid offering. On the 2nd day of this the 7-day festival, sacrifice 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and liquid offering. On the 3rd day of the festival, sacrifice 11 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and liquid offering. On the fourth day of the festival, sacrifice 10 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and liquid offering. On the fifth day of the festival, sacrifice 9 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering, with its accompanying grain offering and liquid offering. On the sixth day of the festival, sacrifice 8 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice the male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and liquid offering. On the seventh day of the festival, sacrifice 7 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and liquid offering. On the eighth day of the festival, proclaim another holy day. You must do no ordinary work on that day. You must present a burnt offering as a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old male lambs, all with no defect. Each of these offerings must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and liquid offering. You must present these offerings to the Lord at your annual festivals. These are in addition to the sacrifices and offerings you present in connection with vows or as voluntary offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, liquid offerings, or peace offerings. So, Moses gave all these instructions to the people of Israel as the Lord had commanded him. Praise God that we no longer live under the old covenant. This is Paddy speaking, by the way. This isn't the reading. Praise God that we no longer live under the old covenant. Remember that as we go through the Old Testament or the old covenant, this is the covenant that God made with the people, with the nation of Israel. And all these decrees and laws and the requirements and the demands were given to who? Not to Christians, to the nation of Israel through the prophet Moses. That's why we call it the Mosaic Law. So it does not apply to us. Now we are surely, we surely can benefit from reading the Old Testament. Never ever ignore the Old Testament. There are principles that we must learn. And it makes me much more grateful that I live under the New Covenant now. We live under the new covenant. The old covenant is done away with. Why? Because Jesus came, God in the flesh, lived a perfect life, and he fulfilled the demands of the prophets and the laws. The laws were good, but it had a time and it had a purpose. The time has finished. The purpose has been fulfilled through the person of Jesus Christ, which is why when one person, a sinner, you, myself, when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are putting our faith in the only person who has ever fulfilled the law perfectly, down to a T. Repent of your sins, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Praise God. Let's go to Psalm chapter 62. This psalm is for Jeduthun, the choir director. A psalm of David. I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. So many enemies against one man, all of them are trying to kill me. To them, I'm just a broken down wall or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They praise me to my face, but curse me in their hearts. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone. He's my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. By the way, that's one of my favorite verses in the Psalms, verse 8. Oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. Let's continue. Verse 9. Common people are as worthless as a puff of wind, and the powerful are not what they appear to be. If you weigh them on the scales, together they are lighter than a breath of air. Don't make your living by extortion or put your hope in stealing. And if your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. God has spoken plainly, and I've heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to you. Unfailing love, O Lord, is yours. Surely you repay all people according to what they have done. And our next reading, our last reading, Proverbs chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. These are wise sayings, so listen carefully. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. Godly people find life, evil people find death. With that being said, today's readings are finished. We're past the halfway mark in March. Very soon, in a couple weeks' time, we'll begin in the fourth month of our one-year Bible reading plan. Have a great day or a peaceful night's sleep, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. Tune in tomorrow, March the 20th, and as usual, we pray. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.